Hello, my name is Matthias Klompenberg.
And I am Seamus Malakaf-Zelli.
We are here representing the Peacock Plume, and we will be discussing about the 2019 college admissions bribery scandal.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, where to start? Oh, man. For example, I mean, do you know anything about it?
I the things that I know about it was that there were a bunch of kids of famous and or rich people who were able to get into college not by the usual way, which is maybe you're either a legacy admission or you donate a lot of money to the university by way of buying buildings or donations to institutions. They got in by way of faking tests, falsifying reports, things that seem overly convoluted than the typical way. Other than that, I'm unfamiliar with the people involved to a certain degree, and I don't know the full extent how many people are involved.
So right now, from what we've all found out, is that there's 34 parents that were directly involved. The whole scheme.
34 sets of parents or 34 people, exactly?
34 sets of parents.
34 sets of parents, okay.
Yeah.
Were these all in one state?
Well, not all sets, because some husbands or wives didn't actually know about it.
Which
is kind of suspicious.
I don't want to speculate too much, because defamation is a thing. I'm skeptical about the other parent not knowing about...
Especially a husband or wife.
Especially a husband
and
wife.
If they're separated, maybe.
When we're talking about... I don't think it's... Does it say whether or not they're divorced
or separated?
No, it doesn't
say. But they just... You know, they just have both husband and wife. But for example...
Have they both been indicted, or are they just labeled as them both being husband and wife?
Husband and wife.
Husband and wife, okay.
Yeah. I mean, some of the more prominent figures, like Lori Loughlin...
Could you explain who Laura Loughlin is? I'm vaguely familiar. I know she was on Full House and Fuller House, but I don't know who her husband is. Is her husband involved? Is her husband indicted?
Yeah, her husband is also indicted.
Can you explain who her husband is? Is he more famous and or richer than her?
No. He's a fashion designer.
Fashion designer sounds pretty rich.
Yes, but not as rich as she's from Full House. I mean, let's be honest, she's from Full House. Now she's going back into a Fuller House. Which is just like another way to make even more money. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Yeah. And then, for example, I mean, I don't know how to explain this, but all of the parents that were involved were rich. Like,
well,
extremely
wealthy. It's the only way that I think it could have happened. I can't imagine. I know poorer families have been involved in cheating scandals, but those have been primarily for making sure that those kids can get out of bad school districts, bad situations.
True.
Typically, this is
not
obviously
to make the elite schools in that sense.
This is a very, very different situation.
Oh,
it's not one that is at all sympathetic.
It's hitting like these 1%. I wouldn't say 1%ers because that's
I would definitely say 1%ers. Because people who have like $4 million in the bank are not below that margin, I wouldn't think.
You don't think so? Because, I mean, 1% is...
Are we talking about global 1%?
No, I think U.S. 1%.
I would still say 1%. But that's either way, rich. It's a category. We don't need to get bogged down in numbers.
No, for example, there's tons of people. Like, for example, former CEO of PIMCO. PIMCO, if you don't know, is like a subsidiary.
That's
for financial services.
That makes sense.
California.
So that makes sense. Are there any... Obviously, almost all of these people involved are rich.
Yeah.
Are there any that are involved in industries that are disconnected from the entertainment industry, from the fashion industry, from the financial industry? Are there any outliers here?
I mean, there's a lot of them were like distillery owners, sales executive, CEO and founder of an infrastructure company. Water infrastructure, private equity. For example,
so this is just all over.
It's all over, but it's usually CEO positions.
CEO positions?
Co-chairman.
Okay.
Anything of the top bracket within the management position.
That makes sense. Now, I know that proctors, test proctors for SATs, ACTs, college admissions counselors to a certain degree, but how complicit were the high schools themselves in this scandal? To what extent were they involved?
The high schools didn't... Because I don't think they actually knew as much as the universities did.
Well, I don't think maybe as much as universities did, because high schools function obviously a lot differently.
Yeah.
But high schools, in many cases, they oversee the signing up for the SATs. They oversee sometimes many of the proctories. They're held inside high schools. I have a very hard time believing that any of the high schools got off scot-free from this, in that they were not involved and they was completely unaware to them. That just seems very, very unusual to me.
I mean, I'm going to say it is suspicious. I totally agree with you.
Okay.
But how can I say it? Like, it seems that they're over-focusing on the universities. Over-focusing on the universities, because it seems like, I mean, now they, like, most of the time on the news, they only target USC, because that's where most of the students applied.
Okay.
I mean,
I know the USC was involved, but what like other here, universities?
Just by looking at the list I have here, it says, so all the universities that were involved were Georgetown.
Georgetown? Oh, well, yeah. Georgetown doesn't surprise me.
Harvard University.
That also does not surprise me.
Northwestern.
Northwestern, okay. Are there any universities, because obviously Harvard and Georgetown are considered very, very elite universities, USC included.
Stanford.
Are there any maybe lesser known universities?
I mean, I wouldn't say lesser known because it is just US based, but there's University of San Diego.
Which
is, I wouldn't compare to the list. It's a very different.
Yeah, University of San Diego. I know people have gone to the University of San Diego. It's not a difficult, particularly university to get into.
I mean, they would
compare it to Harvard, obviously.
And there's Wake Forest University.
Wake Forest? I've never even heard of that. Where is it?
That is, and I think it's in Nashville.
Is it Nashville? Okay.
I could be wrong. No, it's in North Carolina. Man.
Still, all right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've never even heard of this university, so I don't know.
It's a good university.
It's a good university?
I watch it for football, so I know it's a good university. Apart from that, it's a great university in North Carolina.
The football part I want to talk about, because I know I had heard stories about kids who had their faces photoshopped.
So
could you go into more detail about that?
A lot of universities. The person who organized all of this was William Rick Singer, who had contacts within the college.
Wait, so one person was controlling this entire operation?
Thing.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
And through this so-called Key Worldwide Foundation. He created this fake foundation, a front in order for people to pay up, and donate.
Donate a lot of money to this so-called
foundation.
About this foundation, what obviously it's a front group, so it's not actually doing any charitable work.
No.
But what charitable work did it claim to be doing? Was it for disadvantaged students?
Oh no, it was the Edge College and Career Network.
Edge College and Career Network.
So maybe looking towards the future of said students.
Okay. But these students are not, would there even, because the students involved in this, they're not disadvantaged in any way, shape, or form. There wouldn't be a need for this foundation to get involved in any way.
No, not at all.
So did it even, I know some front organizations have done at least some of the legwork in terms of maybe they'll help out some disadvantaged person here or there. Did this foundation do any work, or was it just something that existed on paper?
It just existed on paper.
Okay. Well, that's
basic front, really.
Yeah. Now, I want to finish up here with the indictments. So, I know that people have gotten out on bail, some of them. How much, I'm assuming millions of dollars worth of bail?
Yeah.
Millions of dollars worth of bail. Is there a trial date set for any of these people?
Nobody has really been informed about that yet.
Nobody has been informed about that?
I know Lori Loughlin is being sued, I think.
Lori Loughlin's being sued for some exorbitant amount
of
money.
Exactly, which is, I don't think, never really gonna. I mean, they might settle for like 10 million, 25
million.
Yeah,
the point may be just to
but
find
it's just
a
too,
smaller settlement.
It's very over exaggerated.
I would agree. So I want your opinion on this. Do you think any of these people will be actually sentenced for any of this? I assume fines would be in place, but do you think anyone will go to prison from this who are of the celebrity ilk? They are cut from that cloth.
Sadly, I don't think so.
I would agree that it's quite sad.
But I think the ones I really don't want to be hated on. Like, how would you say this? To get very criticized are the students. Because, I mean, some of them didn't know, but at the same time, you would expect, like, to cheat. You know, as a student, you would know that you cheated.
Yeah, there are definitely some students.
You know what I mean?
Students...
Like, it's really, it's a weird, like, I wouldn't say weird, but it's a strange situation in which you supposedly don't know that you got accepted into this better school. But what happened is that they would take the SAT tests.
Yeah.
And then this association, this foundation, would pay someone to change their SAT scores. So you could take the exam, yeah, and then not knowing, you could completely not know that your parents paid someone so that the system accepts your grade.
Okay. Well,
so in that sense, like some people didn't know, and some people did. Like the FBI did catch some of them during like a phone recording.
There was one student that I read a New York Post article about who was confronted about the cheating scandal, mm-hmm, and he walked out of his house after, yep, the reporter showed up at his door, and he was smoking a giant joint, and he claimed that he had nothing to do with it, but he also plugged his mixtape.
Oh.
I fear that is the kind of student body that this is being drawn from. Yeah. Kids that maybe aren't necessarily involved, but definitely should be expelled. Should be kicked out of school.
They should be expelled.
Yeah, they don't deserve to.
They deserve a second chance, but they would have to retake it.
Yeah, second chance.
Retake the SATs, retake everything.
Yeah.
And then see how you can get from there.
Yeah. I think that might be it. Again, my name is Seamus Malagafsili.
I'm Matthias Kallenberg, and I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.